On 3AW 693, you're listening to Nightline.
12 to 9 on 3AW, and just before we get to calls with Tony Martin, our special guest this hour, it's just dawned on me, Tony, you were here, of course, as we mentioned earlier, in the Eon FM days, or early Triple M days with the D Generation.
Yes.
In this very building in Bank Street, South Melbourne. Well, we're soon to move from this location up to the new building up in Collins Street, the Fairfax's building, and we've got a floor up there. So this may well be your last appearance in this particular building.
Well, that's very sad. Will it be knocked down, do you think?
I expect so. Because you wouldn't want to try and live in it.
You should have bought it. With your fortune, you could have bought the building.
I wish I had a
could
fortune.
Could have been a Tony Martin Enterprises, you know.
You're under the impression I'm like some comedy millionaire.
I think with all the residuals and the money you're making from the Best of the Late Show.
Well, what I do is I will work, I'll get paid some good money to do radio, like with Martin Malloy, and then I will be paid nothing for 7 years so that I can get disastrous projects off the ground.
Oh, but look at the residuals from the books, hey.
Well, you know, I think, yeah, you don't actually make a lot of money from a book. I've made literally from the first book, it's in its fourth printing, and I have made $25,000. And I've had people who've written other books go, wow, you're like a god, 25 grand.
Yeah. The idea is self-publishing. That's what we do with Bruce and Phil's books.
Yes. I see.
No promotion, no publisher.
Yeah, talk to Simon. He's a publisher and an editor.
Tony calls for you. Nick on a mobile. Hello, Nick.
Tony, how are you going?
Good, what's happening?
Just wondering if you've got any aspirations to get back on the wireless again.
Well, there are still some networks that will employ me. I was on the ABC for a couple of weeks with Tony Wilson.
All right.
A couple of weeks ago, but that was very, you had to be very sensible. You can't say Google. YouTube.
Oh.
I mentioned Kindle at one point, and a screen exploded, and a man was going, say, electronic reading device.
Yes. Can't even talk about the new Vegemite, no.
You can't have an opinion if you're an announcer on the ABC. Your guests can go to town, but the opinion of the announcer must be framed by such a phrase as, it has been suggested that.
Oh, right.
It may be true in some
circles. How restricting is that?
They weren't game for things that I do, like shoot the celebrity in the arse. They weren't on for that.
It's quite opposite to here, where all the announcers have opinions, and anyone else is rarely going to get theirs in.
If you don't have an opinion, you're showing the door here.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. Well, thanks for taking an interest, though.
No worries at all.
Yes.
I love listening to you on Triple M with Mick Malloy.
Well, that's right. And some of it, when we were on at the beginning, it was in this very building.
I've still got my Brown album and my Air Your Peas.
Yes, you need the one that goes between them. It's called Poop Shoot.
I think I've got that too floating around.
You better buy the book now, Nick.
It's good to know where your poop shoot is at all times.
Good on you, Nick. Matt, at Ferntree Gully. I'm learning to read.
Hi, Matt. Here's Tony Martin.
I've got that last guy beat. I've still got the Satanic Sketches sitting at home on my my CD player at this point.
That's right. Well, that was a very album sat on the shelf for 10 months because Michael Gudinski was terrified that there would be a huge international incident over us copying the cover of Salman Rushdie's novel.
A great album. I actually wanted to thank you indirectly for introducing me to Bruce and Phil because I still have vivid memories of him jumping up and down on that bed from The Late Show, which I think was a muckraking sketch.
That's right.
I think Jason Stevens had been given a posh room for
dressing
the
room.
That's right.
That's where Phil was on the tramp. But yeah, well, me and Mick did always say that we had stolen most of our material from Phil and Bruce. We maintain that.
Yes. And that actually brings me to another point. Your previous radio incarnation, which inexplicably was axed, is the only radio instance I know of people actually demonstrating in the street due to that radio show getting axed.
It was pretty full on.
It was, and the only other group that I can think of that would possibly the same thing would happen would be Bruce and Phil.
Well, that's right.
Can you imagine that type of crowd in the street, wrecking cars and...
I can see
Matt, it wouldn't happen. Do you remember back in 2000 where Bruce's services were dispensed with?
Yes.
And he was in the sin bin for a year. There wasn't a ripple. Nobody said a word.
But people are much more active these days.
Bruce.
Be like Tiana and swear out here.
So thanks for your good wishes, Matt, for all of us. One of my favourite sketches ever on, I don't think it's on the best of DVDs, from the D-Gen Late Show, was the send-up of Casablanca.
That's right. That is on the. That's on the.
That is classic, isn't it?
It's on the extra bits on the DVD somewhere
in there. Yes, I mean, it was done in black and white and the fog and the plane behind
Were you in that because it was the last episode of Nutcracker?
No, I'm a part of that too. Absolutely. That's Have another look at it.
And Alf Camilleri is in there, who's the props man at the
ABC. Did you write that sketch?
No, that was Mick and Jason did everything for Muckraking.
That was so funny.
That was gold.
Shane at Sunshine. Hello, Shane.
Long time fan, Tony.
Hello, Shane.
Good. How are you?
What's happening?
Well, I've got Lolly Scramble.
Yes.
Brilliant book. Looking
forward
to the new one.
Much the same.
Excellent. I was an extra in Boytown.
Oh, were you really?
I was on table 8. I stole the number.
Right.
I was the pimp, and all day shooting, all I got was the back of my head for about a millisecond in the film.
Have you done the freeze frame? Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I got curly hair.
Okay. Sorry about that.
And people left the table, and they just kept shooting.
Right.
Yes.
Are you sure? Is there any deleted scene action for you on the DVD?
I'll have to go back and have a look.
Maybe you're an Easter egg.
Maybe. You were there. You were there doing the doco. Is that ever going to see the light of day?
No, I don't own the rights to that, I'm afraid. It does occasionally screen in my lounge room, though. It's like gold class.
And lastly, Tony, no one ever mentions Green Acres when they talk about comedy.
Right. That does strike me as, now that you mention it, an oversight.
And they were the first to use cross promotion, LR through Petticoat Junction. They used to make guest appearances.
Oh, of course. I love it when a show spins off. I love it when, you know, there was one I was talking about the other day on a show where, do you remember the Dukes of Hazzard?
Yes.
And you remember when the deputy, Enos, got his own series, Enos?
Yes.
But he moved to the big city. That was the plot. He left Hazard County, moved to the big city. But it was clearly the same set. It was the same streets of Hazard County. People were driving to the same fire hydrant every week.
Cost-cutting, Tony. What can I say?
I don't know how we got here in the conversation. I'm sorry about this, Shane.
Shane, the sad thing is you probably made more money out of your appearance on the movie than Tony made.
I made nothing. That cost $200 for a day's pay.
No, wow. I bet you got sandwiches.
It was great. Cold sausages and a lukewarm coffee.
Mate. Well, welcome to showbiz, Shane.
Now, quick break and we'll be back to wrap up before the news with Tony Martin.